93.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk involves telling your friends they can't bring their family on the girls' vacation, but let me explain.
You gotta explain.
I know that sounds wild, but no, really. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling a friend she cannot bring her family on the girls' trip. Hear me out. It's a Disney trip. So now it's going to make a lot more sense when I explain this. She says, please keep me anonymous, obviously. I'm turning 30 this November, and a group of my girlfriends said they'd be interested in doing a trip to Disney with me for my birthday.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's challenging to get together throughout the year, let alone travel, so I was beyond excited to hear they were all willing to go. We've never done a girls' trip before, and it would be a dream way to celebrate.
30 at Disney? Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, there's
Disney. If you're a Disney adult.
Go, good for you.
Says one of my best friends of the group let me know that she happened to want to travel to Disney with her mom and husband around that same time.
Okay.
So she asked if she could get a separate Airbnb with them and meet up with us.
So you want to do your own
she's
trip at the same time.
Yep, yeah, she's double booking. She said in this, and then she continues on in the submission. She said, I really enjoy her mom and husband, but my own husband wouldn't even go with. I just envisioned this trip to be one for the girls.
Right.
Where I could be my fullest self with the people I'm closest with. Am I the jerk if I tell her no?
Mm.
Now, I appreciate you sitting this in. This is relatable. This is a good one because I understand why she wants to bring her family.
True.
Disney's expensive. It costs a lot of money. And now you're going to the one place you want to take your kids without your kids. That sucks. However, this ain't for you, girl.
Well, and the thing is,
this is not your trip. This is not your family trip.
And it's also not kids, though.
No, it's girls.
I was thinking it was going to be kids. Oh, I want to bring my kids on the trip. No, she said my mom and my husband, which happen to be adults, too.
Yeah.
So you're not even asking to bring children
for the
trip to Disney. You're just bringing more Disney adults.
Well, and this is not a give me your advice segment, because if it was, I would say just back it up to the girls' trip and do it on the back end.
But she's trying to save money,
and she's trying to do it at the same time. So I actually am with who wrote in. We need to give her a name. Mm. She does not want her friend bringing the family on the girls' trip, and she wants to tell her no. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling you cannot bring your all these people to Disney and stay in a separate Airbnb. It's a girls' trip.
Disney
You're
Diana?
Messing up the mode. Disney Diana. Sure. That'll work.
Because think about it, bro. If you've got children, that changes the outcome. Because then you're going, okay, you want to bring the baby. Sure, that's cute.
Yep.
Get the separate B&B. You could do your trip. Advice, whatever. Then no, you can't say, no, don't bring the kids to Disney. It's meant for children.
Exactly.
But it's adults. You can't stop grown folks from doing nothing either.
You screwed yourself by going to a kid place for your adult party.
If they want to come and go to Disney at the same time, you can't stop them.
Nope.
Now what becomes weird is if she's going to spend time with them over spending time with you for your trip, because it is your trip at the end of the day.
It is. Well, and I understand when you make plans with certain people and they then invite other people. I get mad sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I appreciate it, and I'm like, yeah, the more the merrier. But sometimes I'm like, you know, this was not what I envisioned.
No.
This was a girls' trip. This was not bring your husband and your mom and kids and put them on this. You're never going to see her.
You're never going to see her.
No.
At all. She's now going to be on a trip with them, and then you go meet up for lunch maybe at one ride or two. Because it's now a family
trip. I'm getting
mad
again. I'm getting lost in the advice part. Okay, no, I say not the jerk then for saying you cannot. I'd be so mad though if I can take my kids to Disney.
How old are these kids? Does it even say?
It doesn't say.
I don't even remember kids. I just remember her saying mom and husband.
She said one of my best friends, she wanted to travel to. Oh, you're right. It is just, I thought
they're only adults in this scenario.
You're
There's no
so
kids.
Right.
She's just added more Disney adults. There's no babies involved. If there was babies, you're jerky. You're jerky.
Even worse.
Even worse.
Even worse, jerky.
But then you can't stop an adult from going to Disney. If they want to plan their own trip and go at the same time, you can't stop that. It becomes a jerk when she then ditches you for them.
Bella says, you to jerk. The friend said meet up, correct? Who are you to tell adult people they can't go? Well, you can't tell them that, but you can say you're ruining the girls' trip by bringing your husband and mom.
A little, yeah.
Angel from Racine said, I don't think she's the jerk, because honey, if my daughter wanted me to go on a trip, baby, I'm going, bags packed up.
listen, if my child says, I want you to come on this trip with me, I'm going on the trip with my kid.
No fam pam.
Regardless of no fam pam.
Selfish Susan. Just call her Cinderella.
I don't really want to answer because the reality is it's a little jerky.
This is hard.
It's a little jerky to, as an adult, say, no, you can't come to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to get their own B&B, bet.
Yeah.
I still think the friend should stay with her and the girls, though, because it is a girl's trip. You shouldn't ditch them 100%. And stay at the B&B. If your husband and mom want to get a B&B together and you go see them, bet. But you got to stay at the B&B. Again, this isn't for advice. I'm thinking jerk. I'm thinking jerk.
No.
You can't stop an adult from
not
going
the
to
jerk.
The
don't same bring thing your Bella family said. On my girls trip. Don't bring the no fam pam.
I don't want to answer genuinely.
It's a hard one. All right, 414-533-1037. Do you think Disney Diana is a jerk for telling her friend she could not bring her husband and mom on the girls' trip on a separate Airbnb because they're going to Disney for her 30th?
Think about it like this. She's not joining the girls' trip. She's not ruining the girls' trip.
Yes,
they're not
is.
Staying at the B&B
nope.
with
she's
you.
She's killing
they're,
the vibe.
They're getting their own B&B. They're just going to be there at the same time.
Exactly, and you're going to be thinking about that the whole time. They're killing the vibe, I'm telling you. All right.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Disney Diana wants to know if she's the jerk because she's having a girls' trip. She's so excited for her 30th birthday, and they're going to Disney. And then one of her friends said, you don't mind if I just bring my husband and mom? We're going to go at the same time anyway. If they just stay in an extra Airbnb on the side, you don't mind, do you?
Can I double dip my trip?
Did your mic just go again?
No.
This is unbelievable. Why is this happening to us? Oh, this Ed's going to be so upset. Our IT guy's going to have to come back in here. Okay, I'm just going to go to the phones while we switch the mics. Unbelievable. Okay. Oh, geez. Robin is in West Bend. Hi, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're witnessing real live problems happening on the air as they happen.
It's a real thing.
We are live on the air and these things happen. All right. So, Robin, you heard the dilemma. She wants to know if she's a jerk if she tells them they cannot come on the girls' trip. So what do you think? Is she the jerk or not?
Not the jerk.
Okay.
Wait, I should turn that mic on if you're going to talk.
I mean, that would help a little bit.
My bad, DZ. There you go. So, okay, wait. You say not the jerk, which is my side, DZ.
Yeah. Right.
I say not the jerk because I say you don't bring your family
but she's not
on the girls' trip.
She's not bringing them on the girls' trip. It's just the same state, the same place, at the same time, having to be in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Different Airbnbs, though.
Listen, I think Robin has a great point of view, okay? Robin knows what's going on. Not the jerk.
I had a girls' trip where last minute a husband was invited. They ended up not going. The husband took over the trip, and there was a huge fight there, and there was hurt feelings after the trip.
No. Okay, so
it's a girls' trip, not the jerk.
So when the husband showed up, took over the trip, you know, plenty of people ended up just all hurt about it because, you know, I'm sorry, but you can't join on a trip that wasn't originally yours and then declare yourself the leader.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah,
that's not 100%.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, you know what? You have a great point of view. You call again, Robin. You too. Bye. All right, let's go to Courtney in Racine this morning. Hey, Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
So Robin in West Bend said, and not the jerk for telling your friend she could not come on or not bring your family on the girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it like that, it seems obvious.
Ish.
Well, yeah. Courtney is going the other way. I can't believe this. You're going to say she's a jerk?
Thank you.
She is the jerk.
Why?
Because they're adults. They can go do their own thing. Okay, if she meets them for lunch one day out of the trip, they're getting a separate Airbnb. She's not asking them to go to the Airbnb that's already booked.
Why go on a trip with your... I don't know. I understand what you're saying. It's like if you go to a... let's say all the girls go to Seattle. I'm just painting a hypothetical.
Yeah.
We all go to Seattle and DZ's like... DZ's one of the girls. He's like, one of my friends lives here and he disappears to go have lunch. I'd be down for that. But if you bring somebody on the trip, now I'm irritated.
Now you're irritated?
Now I'm irritated. Even if they're at a separate Airbnb, you're killing... The whole vibe of the girls' trip is now not the trip you had.
You don't think it's possibly jealousy because they expanded and or one, saving a little
maybe.
Money, two, bringing their significant
maybe.
Other, and three, making like a double trip out of it.
Maybe I'm trying to punish her, maybe.
I mean,
now you get the comfort
exactly.
of home.
Yeah.
But think about it. You don't sleep right next to your homies during the trip. Sure, you might be up late doing
whatever. Yes, you
do.
Not on girls' trips, you do. Okay. On girls' trips, we all share beds.
Okay, whatever.
Not in a weird way, though.
I know. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if she wants to, at 3 a.m., when you guys are done having fun, girls' night, whatever, wants to go to her Airbnb where her husband and mom are and sleep cuddled up next to her mans, why are you going to stop that?
Because it's a girls' trip, that's why.
Dang it.
Courtney accidentally said exactly what I talked.
She was agreeing with me, though.
I know. The timing worked out for me, though.
But her ultimatum would just be like, I'm not going on the girls' trip because I was already planning a trip with my family and I can only afford one trip.
True. And so, I'm not going to pay for two B&Bs.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Courtney, you know what? Yeah. You're going the opposite. Jerk. I like it when people stay on their ground, though.
Courtney, you call back anytime.
So rude. I respect it. Bye, Courtney. Love you.
Bye. Much love, Courtney.
Love you. Oh, we are split down the middle now. I really just thought everybody would agree with me.
I low-key thought it was going to be like that, too.
Really? I'm surprised people are like, yeah, bring your family on the girls' trip.
I guess it depends how long the trip was planned. If y'all had this trip planned, just, you know, overnighted it, and we're like, oh, yes, girls, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And then the family's like, wait, we were talking about going to Disney, too. Can we just come at the same time? We'll all save a little bit of money? No, you're definitely the jerk then. But if y'all had this trip planned for, let's say, a year.
Yeah.
Or you know, at least 6 months or more. Then jerky to add them last second going, hey, y'all mind? It matters.
Oh my gosh. I have to read this text. You're going to die.
What's up?
Somebody texted in and said, a girl did this to us in the Dells for a girls' weekend, but she brought her fling and didn't tell us until we saw him in the hotel room. She was cheating.
Nah, son. Uh-oh.
I got goosebumps.
That's different. Okay, no.
Bro, that is shady. Now you're using your friend. Oh, I egregious. Hate that girl so much.
Now that's just egregious.
I don't like that girl. Okay, let's go to Brian in Econimalac. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Tiebreaker,
good
morning.
Hi, welcome to the show. So you're the tiebreaker, Brian.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm going with the, you know, it's a girl's trip. I mean.
Yeah.
Unless you're cool with your parents, you want to, you know, you want to let them know what's really going down, and you might want to keep them out of that situation, you know?
He's saying, so are you saying she's a jerk for telling her, or
no,
not
she's
the
not
jerk?
A jerk.
She's
not,
yes!
Not a jerk.
He says not the jerk, DZ.
He's agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
That's a dude.
Yeah.
Brian,
well,
Brian.
In a sense, like, if you think about it, like, I got a lot of friends who I'm cool with the family.
Yeah.
But
sure.
This is a different situation. That's like girls' time last hurrah.
Like, you guys, imagine if Brian.
It is a 30th birthday, too.
And Brian and DZ, imagine this. It's a guy's trip. And one of the dudes says, hey, yo, my wife and my mom are going to be in the Airbnb. Now you're still going to be like, yeah.
In Airbnb? No.
At their own Airbnb?
Well, that's what the mom looks like, you know? I mean, you got to address every situation there, you know?
It depends on what the mom looks like.
He said, listen, what's the word? Is mom single, too? Like, where's dad? I hear dad at all in the story. So
he's at home watching the, you know, the dog or something, you know.
Brian, you're hysterical. Oh god. All right, Brian, love you. Call back, please, God.
I will. Hey, am I still on the radio?
Yes, you are. Do you want to talk to us off the radio?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, hold on, Brian.
Hold on,
my guy.
This sounds important.
And shout out to Angel and Racine. Our Lyft driver was on hold. I'm sorry, Angel. I was scared somebody was going to get in your car and you weren't going to be able to talk to us. I'm sorry.
I do have a rider.
Oh, you do have a rider.
He is okay with it.
Oh, perfect.
Well, tell him we said, what up?
What up, rider?
And ask him why it's not the jerk. Oh, he said hi.
He said, I'll say what up for myself. I guess you get an honorary answer, y'all, both of y'all.
Well, is she the jerk for telling the friend she can't bring her other family on the girls' trip, guys?
How do you feel? I say not the jerk because everybody has their opinion and they can go if they want to go, but how do
True.
You feel?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
He said either which
He's
way,
like,
I'm a dude.
I love it that we just put some random guy on the air. This is phenomenal. Hey, what's your name, dude? You can lie if you want.
My name's Rogelio.
Rogelio,
hey!
Epa!
Well, hello.
Hey, ask where he's from, though.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, hell. Oh, goodbye.
Hey, but he's in Milwaukee, though, so he's where it matters.
Is.
He's where it matters.
No, they're in Racine.
Well, close enough.
Well, thanks for calling, Angel, and your writer. What was his name again?
Rogelio.
Sounds sexy.
You didn't even mention the jab.
He what?
I said you didn't even slur the name. You said it perfect.
Good. Well, I am Hispanic. You know what I mean?
DZ is Colombian.
I'm talking about Ellie.
Oh, she's... Well, maybe I'm Hispanic, too, and you just didn't know.
Hey, you hang out with Latinos long enough, y'all know what happens.
Now I'm speaking Spanglish. Look at me over here. All right. Bye, you guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Be safe.
Peace, y'all.
You too. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, I took a lot... I've talked about this. I took 4 years in high school. I minored in college.
Yeah.
So there is... If it gets brought... When you start speaking it, it comes back. If I don't use it, I forget it all.
We joke about it a lot, like
but
you're
I
just
try to
now
learn
learning
it.
Spanish for the first time. No. You're not. You're seasoned. And you're, you
I
can
don't
tell,
know. Don't push it. I'm not seasoned.
I ain't trying to gas you up, but you can tell with the way you say things and
really?
The accents that you use, you could always tell, and a native speaker can always tell somebody that has studied the language
really?
Versus somebody that has not.
100%. This just made my day.
Well, don't let it go to your head.
It did, though.
It's too late, DZ.
Really,
it's too late.
I want to be
Soy
a good...
Latina.
Hello. Me llamo Ellie.
Well, then you're going to say hola, not hello.
All right. I'm a nut. Okay. It is not the jerk. We went all the way back around for that.